Then the Bhagavata at that time spoke the following verses. Thus, O Ananda, the world Sukhavati is endowed with immeasurable good qualities and excellences. And again, O Ananda, in the 10 quarters, and in each of them, in all the Buddha countries, equal in number to the sand of the Ganga, the blessed Buddhas, equal in number to the sand of the Ganga, glorify the name of the blessed Amitabha, the Tathagata. They preach his fame. They proclaim his glory. They extol his virtue. And why? Because all beings who hear the name of the blessed Amitabha, and having heard it, raise their thought with joyful longing, even for once only, will not turn away again from the highest perfect knowledge. And before the eyes of those beings, O Ananda, who again and again think of the Tathagata reverently, and who make the great and unmeasured stock of good works grow, turning their thought towards Bodhi, and who pray to be born in that world, Amitabha, the Tathagata, holy and fully enlightened, when the time of their death has approached, will appear, surrounded by many companies of bhikshus, and honoured by them. And then these beings, having seen the Bhagavat, their thoughts filled with joy, will, when they have died, be born in that world of Sukhavati. And if, O Ananda, any son or daughter of a good family should wish, what? How then may I see that Tathagata Amitabha visibly? Then he must raise his thought onto the highest perfect knowledge. He must direct his thought with perseverance and excessive desire towards that Buddha country, and direct the stock of his good works towards being born there. But before the eyes of those who do not care much about the Tathagata Amitabha, and who do not vigorously increase the great and unmeasured stock of their good works, the Tathagata Amitabha, holy and fully enlightened, will appear at the time of death with the company of bhikshus, in breadth and height and form and beauty, very like the former, and very like the real Tathagata, but only created by thought. And they, through their meditation that dwells on perceiving the sight of the Tathagata, with unfailing memory, will, when they have died, be born in the same Buddha country. And again, O Ananda, those beings who meditate on the Tathagata by giving him the 10 thoughts, and who will direct their desire towards that Buddha country, and who will feel satisfaction when the profound doctrines are being preached, and who will not fall off, nor despair, nor fail, but will meditate on that Tathagata, if it were by one thought only, and will direct their desire towards that Buddha country, they also will see the Tathagata Amitabha while they are in a dream. They will be born in the world Sukhavati and will never turn away from the in a dream. They will be born in the world Sukhavati and will never turn away from the highest perfect knowledge. And, O Ananda, after thus seeing the cause and effect, the Tathagatas of the 10 quarters, in immeasurable and innumerable worlds, glorify the name of the Tathagata Amitabha, preach his fame, and proclaim his praise. And again, O Ananda, in that Buddha country, bodhisattvas equal in number to the sands of the Ganga approach from the 10 quarters, and in each quarter towards that Tathagata Amitabha, in order to see him, to bow before him, to worship him, to consult him, and likewise in order to see that company of bodhisattvas, and the different kinds of perfection in the multitude of ornaments and excellences belonging to that Buddha country.